light of certain events this week, I can imagine a conversation about where you're going on your vacation going like this. First person says, well, I thought about going to Europe, but it seems unpatriotic. The other fellow says, I've always wanted to see the London Bridge, so I'm going to Arizona. And if you think you're hearing funny, you're not. The famous structure across the River Thames is to be dismantled and brought to Lake Havasu City in Arizona, where it's expected to become a tourist attraction rivaling the Grand Canyon. Well, if you're planning to see America first this summer, or whatever your plans, Bill Cullen will be along shortly with some helpful travel ideas. From Peggy Lee.
Would you believe I hadn't had a date since August? And not a single likely prospect in sight? My stardust was all turning into sawdust. But then I discovered Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly I'm popular, the belle of the ball. My phone just won't stop ringing, but I don't mind at all. Hello, George and Jim and Frank, believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Next on Monitor, Bill Cullen, brought to you by Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to stay neat with style. Some tips on carefree travel right after this message.
When you want to look your Sunday best, every day of the week, get a suit with Dacron, mister. Dacron's where the style is, mister. Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say. When you want to look your Sunday best, every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, any Wednesday, Dacron knocks out wrinkles, mister, every day. just like today. Take Crown is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Daycron, mister.
See the travel-tested wardrobe with Daycron by Botany 500 at your favorite store now. And even nower, here's Bill Cullen.
If you're forever thumbing through travel magazines and reading about exciting places in faraway lands, you've probably then are quite familiar with the often used phrase, consult your travel agent. Well, now, just what happens when you do that, we're going to find out from our guest, George Fichtenbaum, who is the executive director of ASTA, that's the American Society of Travel Agents. Mr. Fichtenbaum, to put it bluntly, what can a travel agent do for me that I can't do just as well for myself?
Well, maybe the best answer is that there's an awful lot that he does that you can do for yourself, but not without an awful lot of time, an awful lot of letter writing, a lot of phone calls, and you probably still won't get it right. A travel agent is a professional travel counselor. He's been everywhere. He knows all the answers. I mean, he knows which is the hotel that's right for you. He knows all of the train schedules. He knows which are the good hotels, which are not.
Now, a question that pops up in people's minds frequently is how does the travel agent make his money? I mean, from where does his income come?
Right. It's a good question, and one that's not often understood. The travel agent gets a commission from airlines when he sells an airline ticket, from many of the hotels when he sells a hotel reservation. And when it's as simple as that, when you're simply buying an airline ticket and a hotel reservation, there is no charge to the client. In other words, he is compensated by the carrier or by, well, whether it's a steamship or an airline or by the hotel. However, when it's a more complicated type of thing, if it's a custom-made, what we call an FIT, a custom-made tour for you, involving lots of specialized planning and itineraries, a specially custom-made itinerary, it's obvious that an awful lot of professional know-how, time, experience, and expense is going into putting that up for you, and you're going to expect to pay a professional service charge.
For the custom tour, then, there is a slight charge.
Yeah.
My tours have always been well arranged for me. I'm just given a book of vouchers or tickets, as it were, and as I get to each new city, I tear one off and give it to the driver of the car, for instance, and tear another one off when I get to the hotel.
That's right.
These are all prepared and paid for in advance, aren't they?
Right, and all arranged by the travel agent, the transfers at airports that you've just referred to, the information on documentation, the visa requirements, immunization, all of the health requirements. He is an expert in a very complicated subject.
Well, I can recommend it to the lazy traveler because that's what I am, and I've gotten a lot of benefit. Now, how about these package tours and that we hear about, how much money they can save the traveler? How do they work?
Well, basically, a package tour is built by a wholesaler in the trade who buys en masse. He buys a lot of hotel rooms and buys a lot of airplane seats and packages a tour for you. And as a result, frequently, because of his volume purchasing, you can reflect a saving in buying these tours. And obviously, it's relatively simple. You know precisely what you're getting. There it is in the package. What it doesn't do, obviously, is meet your own custom-tailored needs.
Right, you go where everyone else goes.
Yeah, it's buying a ready-made suit as opposed to a custom-made suit.
But people who perhaps couldn't afford a tour of their own do find themselves then able to afford these packages.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And they're very popular and very worthwhile.
Our thanks to George Fichtenbaum, Executive Director of ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents. It's Bill Cullen for Monitor.
How do you put together a travel-tested wardrobe that weighs only 8.25 pounds? Botany 500 did it with special blends of Daycron polyester and great tailoring. Two suits, a sport coat, and slacks. They make a complete wardrobe that looks great, fights wrinkles, travels light as a cloud. Thanks to Daycron and Daroff. Stop by your Botany 500 store. See the travel-tested wardrobe with Daycron.
Every day, like today, Daycron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Daycron, mister.
Listen again next weekend for Bill Cullen, brought to you by Daycron by DuPont. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Physically handicapped children, like all children, learn to do by doing. They can learn to meet the challenges of normal living only by being exposed to normal living and helped with loving guidance to help themselves. With the aid of the New York Philanthropic League, thousands of handicapped children have been able to grow up as other boys and girls do to be successful, happy men and women. They've been able to build the confidence, skill, and will for normal living through the League's development training program and summer camp, through its special kindergarten program for preschool children, the only one of its kind in the city. For thousands more handicapped children, the help of the New York Philanthropic League can mean the difference between a full, productive future and an empty, wasted one. When a League volunteer calls on you this month, please remember and give as generously as you can.
The amazing Mets won the first home opening game in their seven-year history this week, and their hero for the second time in a week, Jerry Koosman, a 24-year-old rookie pitcher who still calls collect when he telephones the folks on the farm back in Appleton, Minnesota. Koosman is the first Met ever to pitch two shutouts in a row, and he's pretty good at getting fish to strike, which he'll talk about with Lindsay Nelson in about 3 minutes. Something new by Ed Ames, a tune called Apologize.
In the fury of the moment, when the words of God rang out, when my mind was filled with questions and my head was filled with doubt, I can still see sadness, heartbreak, and the sorrow in your eyes. How can flowers live in darkness? How can I apologize for the blackness I created in the world that used to shine? I have wilted all the roses and I've spoiled all the wine. Just get out your magic pencil and erase the cloudy skies. Just draw a picture of me saying I apologize. Give me back words I've spoken, hey, give them back.
Monitor Goes Fishing, presented by Glenn L. Evans Company, who make the luckiest lures in the world. Here's Lindsay Nelson.
Hello, everybody. In just 1 minute, I'll be talking with a big league pitcher who not only knows how to get a hitter to take a strike, but a fish, too. First, a word from Glenn L. Evans, the fishing tackle people. Why don't you put a little luck at the end of your line this year? Fish with Shyster Lures. Shysters are made by the Glenn L. Evans Company, producers of the luckiest lures in the world. Shysters keep selling and fish keep biting. Evans Lucky Lures are used by millions of fishermen throughout America. Evans Lures and Tackle are available at dealers everywhere, and now they come in new chartreuse and blue packages. Look for the E that looks like a fish, symbol of the luckiest lures in the world. And remember that Shyster lure. If millions of fishermen keep buying Shysters, they've just got to be good. Shyster, truly a lucky lure by Glenn L. Evans, makers of the luckiest lures in the world. Look for the display of new chartreuse and blue packages and the E that looks like a fish. The new look of famous Glenn L. Evans fishing tackle. Join the millions of fishermen who take a little luck fishing with them. Glenn L. Evans, luckiest lures in the world.
Jerry Kuzman is a young man who plays baseball for a living and fishes for fun. Recently, in a fishing tournament at Cypress Gardens, he represented the New York Mets. Tell me a little about that tournament, Jerry.
Well, Lindsay, we had a lot of fun. We went over there and they issued us poles and all kinds of hooks and lures and a swell boat and a state game and fish man as a guide. And we went out there and he took us around the lake and we fished some good holes, but we didn't catch a thing. I guess the fish just weren't running.
Who did catch anything, Jerry?
Well, Denny LeMaster caught a 3-pound bass along with Gary Peters for the White Sox. They each caught a 3-pounder for the biggest fish prize. And then there was about 6 other littler ones caught.
Jerry, when you're in spring training in Florida, you get a chance to do any fishing on your own around?
Oh, I'd say probably an average of a little more than every other day. I found a pretty good bass place up by Tarpon Lake, and I spent a lot of time there. I caught a 7-pounder there.
You don't throw back 7-pounders, do you?
No, I don't. That's probably the biggest bass I ever caught.
Jerry, when did you first get interested in fishing?
Well, probably when I first knew what a fishing pole was for. I'm from the farm, and we had a river about half a mile from our place. And every day my bicycle worked, I was down there fishing, and every day I brought home something. And so I probably fished every day from I was 4 years old.
Jerry, what part of the country was this in?
This is in western central Minnesota.
Jerry Kuzman, there are a lot of people who think you have a great future ahead of you as a pitcher and professional baseball. When did it first dawn on you that you could make a living playing baseball?
Probably before I signed. I knew what I could do, and all I had to do was prove it to somebody and get myself signed. And probably it was about, 61 year before I went into service when I was having a real good season, and a giant scout was around there and started letting me know just, you know, that I had a career ahead of me and so forth. And from then on, I always was ready and waiting and ready to talk to scouts.
Well, we certainly agree with those who think you do have a fine career ahead of you. And we want to wish you good luck, not only in your baseball career, but good luck with that fishing boat, too.
Thank you, Lindsay. I need it.
Jerry Kuzman of the New York Mets. This is Lindsay Nelson for Monitor Sports.
Now, this word from Glenn L. Evans, the fishing tackle people. Take Lady Luck fishing with you this year. Fill your tackle box with Lucky Shyster lures. Shysters are made by Glenn L. Evans Company, who produced the luckiest lures in the world. Fishermen throughout America have bought millions of shysters, and they've caught millions of fish. Evans lures and tackle are available at dealers everywhere, and now they come in new chartreuse and blue packages. Look for the E that looks like a fish, the symbol of Glenn L. Evans and the luckiest lures in the world.
Monitor goes fishing with Lindsay Nelson every weekend. In fact, we have features throughout the weekend for all sportsmen. Billy Casper on golf, Joe Garagiola on baseball and other sports, Mel Allen with general sports coverage. You are listening to the easiest way yet to mow your lawn, the all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it, with instant forward and reverse control that lets you change direction without shifting. With a full-size steering wheel that lets you maneuver in the tightest places with ease. And a control that lets you change cutting height right from the seat. Cadet 60 is built stronger, tougher, with a full-length channel steel frame and a strong, sleek fiberglass body, plus a 6-horsepower engine to climb steep slopes and slice a 32-inch cut through tough grass. This is the all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it. The easiest way yet for you or your family to mow the lawn. Get a demonstration ride soon at your International dealer. He's in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors.
Sergio Mendes, say a little prayer. Wherever you are, be at home with Monitor on NBC. Your Monitor station in Palm Beach, Florida is WQXT. A word from the station's on the line next, after which we'll be right back. This is Henry Morgan.
Just keep to Monitor.